is broken like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for them bringing fresh from the Word. Sweet the rain's new fall, sunlight from heaven, like the first dewfall on the first grass. Praise for the sweetness of the wet garden, sprung in completeness where God's feet pass. Mine is the sunlight, mine is morning, born of the one light Eden saw play. Praise with elation, praise every morning, God's recreation of the new day. Morning has broken like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for them springing fresh from the Word.
Gracious God, God who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith.
Holy, holy, holy,
merciful and mighty, one in three persons, blessed Trinity. Holy, 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 all the saints adore thee, casting down their golden crowns around the glassy sea. Cherubim and seraphim falling down before thee, which wert and art and evermore shall be. Holy, 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 though the darkness hide thee, though the eye of sinfulness thy glory may not see, only thou art holy, there is none beside thee, perfect in power and love and purity. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, all thy works shall praise thy name in earth and sky and sea. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
People of God, and join in the hymn.
Lamb, forever. Amen. This is the feast of victory for our God, for the Lamb who was slain has begun his reign. Alleluia, alleluia.
Let us pray. Almighty Creator and ever-living God, we worship your glory, eternal three in one, and we praise your power, majestic one in three. Keep us steadfast in this faith, defend us in all adversity, and bring us at last into your presence, where you live in endless joy and love. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. You may be seated.
reading from Proverbs. Does not wisdom call, and does not understanding raise her voice? On the heights, beside the way, at the crossroads she takes her stand, beside the gates in front of the town. At the entrance of the portals she cries out, to you, O people, I call, and my cry is to all that live. The Lord created me at the beginning of his work, the first of his acts of long ago. Ages ago I was set up, at the first, before the beginning of the earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no springs abounding with water, before the mountains had been shaped, before the hills, I was brought forth. When he had not yet made earth and fields, or the world's first bits of soil. When he established the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep. When he made firm the skies above. When he established the fountains of the deep. When he assigned to the sea its limit, so that the waters might not transgress his command. When he marked out the foundations of the earth. Then I was beside him, like a master worker, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing before him always, rejoicing in his inhabited world and delighting in the human race. The word of the Lord. We will read the psalm responsively. Please read the bold print. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars you have set in their courses, yet you have made them little less than divine. With glory and honor you crown them. All flocks and cattle, even the wild beasts of the field, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. A reading from Romans. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. The word of the Lord.
Alleluia, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia. 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 Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. Beloved children of God, this is the good news, the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you.
You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In our gospel lesson today, Jesus utters a line that's one of my favorites, that the church should recall often and take seriously. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. The denomination, the United Church of Christ, has a slogan, God is still speaking. And I think that's at the root of what we hear in our scripture today. On Pentecost, we reflected on how the Holy Spirit not only draws us into life with the triune God, but also guides us in our life together and in our engagement in the world. God is still speaking to us. I'd be suspicious if anyone says to you, I know what God has to say, I have it all figured out, right? This is what God has to say and that's it, period. No, God is still speaking and still guiding. That's why we have the Holy Spirit. We live in a society that cannot bear the truth. Sometimes the truth is not knowing, sometimes the truth is not fully understanding why something is happening. Therefore, fundamentalism, extremism, and conspiracy theories can fill that void for so many because they claim a truth in saying we have it all figured out. But the church is called to constant discernment. Science is called to constant discernment and figuring out. It's not always having it all figured out. We're constantly trying to understand and hear what truth is in our lives. We're promised by our God that nothing will separate us from our God. That we have peace from God that surpasses all understanding. And with that peace, we should not be afraid. That in the triune God, we have nothing to fear. But that truth still scares us. That truth is still unsettling. We don't find comfort in that truth at times. So we look elsewhere for something that isn't true, but something that is more palatable. It's a truth that we cannot bear. We fill those voids motivated by a spirit of fear. And what we do inadvertently is that we isolate ourselves from God. Seeing is believing in a society that is focused solely on the material at times. Success is defined by quantifiable results. And those results better be fast, right? They better be fast in our world, in our society. We don't have patience if the results aren't immediate. And if we do not see the results now, defined by our expectations to what we can bear, then we dismiss anything and everything that does not meet our standards, including God. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When we respond out of fear, we are quick to hate and alienate. God's call and command is to love. And that call and command to love is lost because we cannot bear the truth of God's steadfast love. We cannot bear the truth of God's abiding presence in our lives. We cannot bear the truth that God is still speaking. We cannot bear the truth that those who we fear are the very people God is calling us to love. Are the very people God is calling us to welcome. Are the very people God is calling us to include. We cannot bear the truth that our God took on our flesh, our humanity, and dwelt among us. Or as I said at Christmas time, the Word became flesh, Jesus Christ tabernacled among us. We cannot bear how the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ, was showing us the way, invoking God's understanding of justice, not our understanding of justice, but God's understanding of justice, including the very people who were hated, feared, and marginalized. We could not bear that, so we nailed him to a cross. If it was up to us, we would forever choose fear over love, death over life, our way over God's way. We simply just can't bear it. The truth that the Holy Trinity offers to us is an understanding that our God is relational, that God in God's self is relational. As Glenn Munson writes, Christ comes as the Word from the Father that declares the truth, which finally breaks through our willful blindness. Christ comes and shows us on the cross that the truth about God's unfathomable love for the world. And there, what we truly are is declared to us. We are beloved of God, even in our hubris. We are beloved, even in our ignorance. We are beloved of God, because God is love. The mystery of God that we encounter in the Holy Trinity is not a God we have all figured out, but a God whose economy is love. An economy of love that is freely shared. So we're invited into this economy and life with God. The gift of faith enables us to see this, to see God's abiding presence with us in the beauty that we experience in the world. That is God. In the hope that we have in the future, we got that in Paul's letter to the Romans today, right? We can see hope in the future. That is God. In the depth of human experience, that is God. In the love that we experience, that is God. And it is the gift of faith that, because all human beings experience this, right? All will say, yeah, I experience all those things, but there's the gift of faith that enables us to declare it as God. God is. Moses hears at the burning bush, I am. Not one being among many, because God is part of God's nature is existence itself. That is the nature and essence of God. We see in the ways that God seeks to come to us, promises to dwell with us in a particular way when gathered around word and sacrament, because God is still speaking to us every time we center ourselves in the word. When we find strength in the sacraments, God is speaking and dwelling with us, tabernacling within us. We see and experience the God who is love when we're invited into the economy and relationship of the love that is experienced within the triune God. The truth is that when we are given the gift of faith, we not only can bear this truth, but we're embodied to share it. God's response to our inability to receive the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ, is to love us. God's justice is to make us right with God. God's response is not to retaliate or to seek retribution, but to draw us back into this divine economy of love. This is the image of God that dwells with us. This is the image of God that we bear in the world. The church shares in this economy of love that continues to listen to a God that is still speaking and reminding us of the love that our God desires for all people to have an experience to be drawn into. For there are many hurting by the words and actions of many in this world, by the words and actions of even those who claim Jesus to be their Savior. There are many that are hurting. Which is why we can't be silent in word and deed, but share the truth that we can now bear, so that healing and love can be experienced in a world that dwells in fear of neighbor. We can bear the truth to love God and our neighbor as Jesus not only showed us, but commanded us to do. We can bear the truth to bear witness to a God who is so transformative in the love that we've received that there are no limitations, because that is the hope and promise that we have in the cross. That is God's work that enables us to dwell in this divine economy of God's love now and forever. So, beloved children of God, go out and share this love that has transformed you and that you've experienced, that all may know and bear that truth that God is love. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Dance of Trinity before all worlds begun, the interweaving of the three, the Father, Spirit, Son, the universe of space and time did not arise by chance. But as the three in love and hope made room within their dance. Come see the face of Trinity, newborn in Bethlehem, then bloodied by a crown of thorns, outside Jerusalem. The dance of Trinity is meant for human flesh and bone. When fear confines the dance in death, God rolls away the stone. Come speak aloud of Trinity as wind and tongues of flame. Set people free at Pentecost to tell the Savior's name. We know the yoke of sin and death, our necks have worn it smooth. Go tell the world of weight and woe that we are free to move. Within the dance of Trinity, before all worlds begun, we sing the praises of the three, the Father, Spirit, Son. Let voices rise and interweave, by love and hope set free, to shape in song this joy, this life, the dance of Trinity.
Let us say what we believe in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human.
For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
United in Christ and guided by the Spirit, we pray for the church, the creation, and all in need. One God, giver of life, you established peace through your Son and gave your church the hope of sharing in your glory. Enliven us by your Spirit to speak and act in love for the sake of the world. God of grace,
you are our prayer.
We pray for Daniel, our bishop, Elizabeth, our presiding bishop, Adam, our pastor and conference dean, all pastors, deacons, our Stephen ministry, and all who minister in Christ, and for all the holy people of God. God of grace,
you are our prayer.
Creator of all, you rejoice in creation and have given humankind responsibility for the works of your hands. Instill in everyone your spirit of care for the earth, especially in areas threatened by ecological devastation. God of grace,
you are our prayer.
Loving Redeemer, you delight in the human race. Move the hearts of world leaders to seek wisdom, speak truth, and care for all endangered by poverty, prejudice, or violence. Further the work of international collaboration and peacemaking. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Abiding Comforter, you call out to all who live. Restore severed relationships and protect children who lack trustworthy caregivers. Grant hope to those who are experiencing fear, pain, or grief, especially Tracy, Scott, Amber, Faith, Vincent, Pat, Dave, Debbie, Candace, Stan, Barb, Jasmine, Pete, Cheryl, Lucas, John, Cindy, Leah, Carol, the family of Richard Yake, and our homebound. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Holy Three, you are community and you create community. Build up ministries that support those who are isolated or lonely. Give endurance as we nurture vital relationships in our congregation and beyond. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Holy God, we pray for those in our armed services, especially Cade, Luke, and their chaplains. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Holy God, we remember your saints for their strong faith and witness even unto death, especially the Emmanuel Nine, whom we commemorate this week. Console grieving families, stir up in us the resolve to end the sin of white supremacy and pursue the courageous path of justice. God of grace,
God of every time and place, in Jesus' name, and filled with your Holy Spirit, we entrust these spoken prayers and those in our hearts into your holy keeping. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
You may be seated. We continue with the offering. They'll come up and get them.
Let us pray. God of abundance, you have set before us a plentiful harvest. As we feast on your goodness, strengthen us to labor in your field and equip us to bear fruit for the good of all. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. The Lord be with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God. You reveal your glory as the glory of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, equal in majesty, undivided in splendor, one Lord, one God, ever to be adored in your eternal glory. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. O God most mighty, O God most merciful, O God our rock and our salvation, hear us as we praise, call us to your table, grant us your life. When the earth was a formless void, you formed order and beauty. When Abraham and Sarah were barren, you sent them a child. When the Israelites were enslaved, you led them to freedom. Ruth faced starvation, David fought Goliath, and the psalmist cried out for healing. And full of compassion, you granted the people your life. You entered our sorrows in Jesus, our brother. He was born among the poor. He lived under oppression. He wept over the city. With infinite love, he granted the people your life. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering his death, we cry out, "Amen."
Amen.
Celebrating his resurrection, we shout, "Amen." Trusting his presence in every time and place, we plead, "Amen."
Amen.
O God, you are breath. Send your spirit on this meal. O God, you are bread. Feed us with yourself. O God, you are wine. Warm our hearts and make us one. O God, you are fire. Transform us with hope. O God, most majestic. O God, most motherly. O God, our strength and our song. You show us a vision of a tree of life with fruits for all and leaves that heal the nations. Grant us such life, the life of the Father to the Son, the life of the Spirit of our risen Savior, life in you, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The risen Christ dwells with us here. All who are hungry, all who are thirsty, come. You may be seated. This time I'd like to invite anybody participating in Children's Church and our communion assistants to come forward. Distribution of the sacrament will be continuous. I'll be in the center aisle with the consecrated hosts. There'll be two stations for consecrated wine. If you desire grape juice, that will be on the pulpit side. An usher will have trays of glass cups. Just receive a glass cup as you come forward. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Christ is present here, and he offers himself to you.
Given for you. The body of Christ given for you.
Would you rise? You have been filled with the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Go, tell the whole world of his love.
Voices raised, tell everyone what God has done. Let all who seek the Lord rejoice and bear Christ's holy name. Send us with your promises, O God. Us forth in joy with shouts of thanksgiving. Alleluia.
Let us pray. Life-giving God, through this meal, you have bandaged our wounds and fed us with your mercy. Now send us forth to live for others, both friend and stranger, that all may come to know your love. This we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Well, last night we were able to honor one of our graduates, and I don't see any of the remaining ones here, but I'd like to offer this prayer for all graduates. Lord God of our ancestors, we thank you for what you have done and will continue to do with our children. Walk with them in life and keep the evil one from obstructing their path. You see all. You know where the water is deep. Keep them from danger. Order their steps and guide their feet while they run the race of faith. May the good work that you have begun in them be brought to completion at the day of Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. Announcements for the good of the community? Gwen?
I just wanted to make everyone aware that next Sunday, following our 10 o'clock service, we'll be having floats for fathers again. So I invite everyone to stay after a 10 o'clock service and enjoy a ice cream float and a little fellowship and celebrate our fathers.
A brief announcement that St. John Lutheran Windfall, our congregation, is participating in a unique grant opportunity in partnership with ELCA World Hunger. So we're raising funds through an online giving platform to support our ministry during this time. So to kickstart our campaign, the funds we raise will be matched by ELCA World Hunger with a grant of $500. So our feeding ministry on Wednesday has been growing. We've been able to get this grant. So look for an email. I also posted something on our Facebook page where you can get direct access to the link if you would be so kind to give, and then, yeah, forgive me, but in general, but to give to this to this initiative as well. We'd appreciate that. So look for email, but also look at our Facebook page. As Christ sends us out into the world, let us recite the mission God has given us. God, the author of life, Christ, the living cornerstone, and the life-giving spirit of adoption, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Holy God, we praise your name.
Lord,
of God, all on earth your scepter claim, all in heaven above adore you. Is your reign? Hark the glad.
celestial hymn. Angel choirs above are raising, cherubim and seraphim in unceasing chorus praising, fill the heavens with sweet accord. Holy, holy, holy Lord. Though the apostolic train join your sacred name to hallow, prophets swell the glad refrain, and the white-robed martyrs follow, and from morn to set of sun, through the church the song goes on. Holy Father, Holy Son, Holy Spirit, three we name you, though in essence only one, undivided God, we claim you, and adoring bend the knee while we hold the mystery.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Go in peace. Tell what God has done.